Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The analyses show that the driver of the car which hit a police vehicle yesterday morning in Villeneuve-d'Ascq was positive for cannabis and alcohol. The three police officers died in the accident, as did the 25-year-old motorist. He had previously been arrested for driving under the influence of cannabis. An investigation for injuries and manslaughter is open. A nurse and a medical secretary were injured, stabbed this afternoon in the hospital of Reims. One of the victims is in critical condition. A suspect was arrested and an investigation for attempted murder was opened. The Minister of Health, François Braun, is expected on site this evening. After the unions last week, Elisabeth Borne is meeting with employers. The Prime Minister is currently receiving Geoffroy Roux de Bézieux at Matignon from the MEDEF before talking later in the evening with François Asselin from the CPME. They will discuss the pension reform and the employment of seniors. The Confederation of Small and Medium-Sized Businesses will also ask the Prime Minister for more measures to deal with the housing crisis. How can we better fight domestic violence? The Minister of Justice detailed today a whole series of measures. Éric Dupond-Moretti wishes to set up specialized centers in all courts in France. He also wants to allow judges to pronounce a protection order for victims in just 24 hours. In the United States, negotiations, as expected, are tense. The American President Joe Biden is due to meet today with the leader of the Republicans, Kevin McCarthy. The objective is to reach an agreement on the limit of the American debt and thus avoid payment default, a situation that would have serious consequences for the entire world of economy. So far, negotiations are at a standstill. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.